This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com, and my latest blog is discussing Pride Month and diversity in phone sex with me. Oh, and birthdays. So I'm just gonna get right into the blog. I cannot for the life of me understand why people are so fragile while simultaneously trying to micromanage other people's lives. I'm working myself personally on this kinder, gentler vibe. Just know that sometimes you have to be blunt with people because they don't understand kindness and they don't understand when you try to say it nicely. With that said, it's Pride Month and we're going to talk about diversity in phone sex, Ebony Femdom thoughts, how to have a happy pride, and why you can always talk to us and explore your sexuality with us. It seems that within our diverse society, most of the opinionated mouth breathers have a lot to say and no knowledge to back it up. If you don't have experience as a business manager, would you tell a manager who does have experience as a business manager how to do their job? Don't answer that. I know some of the Karens and Steves are reading this. Stop telling people how to live their lives, especially if you are not fucking them and their identity does not in any way impact who you choose to invite to your bedroom, who you stick your dick into, and whom you spread your fucking legs for. Hope that's clear enough. This month is about being your authentic self, and that's about as politely as I'm going to say what I just said, as someone who has gay, trans, and bisexual loved ones, and sadly, also have some very homophobic, transphobic relatives who have let a man-made book dictate their programming. The same way I can't tell a trans person how to live their life is how I feel about most things I have experience with that others do not. So no matter what your background, you're welcome to discuss your sexuality and kink fantasies with us, so long as you respect everyone's boundaries. Now that, that seems to be a very difficult thing for some people, which is why I'm writing this blog. Boundaries and identity as a part of the LGBTQ plus are very important. It doesn't matter what gender or sexual orientation you identify with. We can all stand to have better manners. For instance, I consider myself heteroflexible. That means I've had experiences with the same sex and my preference is masculine men. If someone walked up to me and said, "Oh, girl, you straight? Oh, you only like men because you never tried being with a woman," or something along those lines, any variation of that, I would probably kick them in the teeth because you do not tell me about my sexuality and my identity. And I wouldn't tell anybody else about their sexuality and identity. So I think it's very strange when team, what do we call them? Pray the Gay Away, starts their foolishness. Same goes for your fantasies. Be mindful that your fantasy is just that. And what may turn you on, such as your trans cocksucking fantasy, with those words, you definitely should not say to a trans person. Might be offensive to somebody else. I'm looking at you, sissies. very sternly looking at you. And speaking of sissies, let's have a little chat about that. This question's been asked before. I'm very active on Twitter, and there are a lot of femdoms and sex workers, and some of the sex workers are unclear on what it means to be a sissy or to call yourself a sissy. So this question has come up before. Is the sissy lifestyle problematic or harmful to trans people? Since this is a fetish that Enchantrix Empire caters to, it's important to understand and acknowledge that outside of the BDSM kink community, there are many people who find the sissy fetish offensive and harmful to transgender people. My umbrella answer to that question is that all kinks are problematic outside of a BDSM kink space. QOS is hella racist. If you don't know what that means, it's Queen of Spades. That's the abbreviation. And it is usually used by white sissies and white T-girls and white women who prefer fucking black men and worshiping black dick. And yet, some men, some black men, are okay with it. Now, listen very carefully. You notice I didn't mention what non-black person was okay with it, because y'all don't have a say in what's offensive to black people. I personally find Queen of Spades extremely racist and extremely misogynistic in relation to black women. And I really don't need to explain why. You could do your own research. It's very black dick centered, and it's not black dick centered in a way that is flattering to black men. It fetishizes them and reduces them to objects. Now, some black men are into race play. There, I've said it. I don't have anything to say about that. You need to ask those black men that are into race play and Queen of Spades why they like it, why they're okay with it. Ask them all the questions you want. I don't have a say in that realm. If a black man is okay with that particular kink, that is on him. But y'all, if you're not black, you don't have a say in what is offensive to black people. You don't. So I don't care what you think of QOS. I don't care what you think of what's going on in the world. The bottom line is this. Before we get too far off the subject, many white cis men are into the sissy fetish and also the QOS fantasy. You'll see cartoons and illustrations of white, blonde, bimbo sissies and bimbo women with Queen of Spades tattooed on their bodies. And I've discussed this before in my other blog, Ethical Tattoos for Sissies. And there are some cis hetero white women that are into the fetish, and a few that have that tattoo and advertise that they're snow bunnies and that they love BBC only. I'm gonna just put it to you like this. Don't bring that shit around me, because I don't want to see it and I don't want to hear about it. And I don't police black men because they can police themselves in terms of what they allow. If we're going to fix this problem of racism in the BDSM and kink community, black men are going to have to step up and speak out on that. Because there's only so much that black women and black femdoms can say. And if these black men are not standing up for themselves and standing up for us and speaking out against this particular type of racism. Until they do, that's on them. Moving on, I will just say this. You need to tread lightly and mind your manners when approaching black men, because there are some black men that do speak out and they do find QoS offensive, and they will not be very happy if you walk up to them and call them a slur, or you've got spade BBC only all over you. The reaction and response that you get is not going to be positive. So show them respect, the same respect you expect to be shown in your privileged professional lives. Let's dive deeper into the sissy kink. For some people, sissy is a lifestyle in terms of men who enjoy feminization. The sissy terminology has evolved from being used as a slur against gay men to being a term for men who are into feminization as a form of domination. Similarly, there's cross-dressers that like to dress up in women's clothing. Not all cross-dressers are sissies, and not all sissies are cross-dressers, and not all trans people are sissies, and some transgender women may find being called a sissy offensive. However, you will come across trans women who indulge in the sissy fetish and call themselves sissies and are not offended by it. So as a general rule, don't assume, ask. And more on the sissy lifestyle and transgender women. Some transgender women started before they transitioned with that kink. And kink is all about self-exploration and self-discovery. So it's not necessarily harmful to transgender people unless it is used incorrectly and used as a slur without consent to someone who finds it offensive. So you should also always err on the side of caution. Being safe when indulging your kinks is also very important. This one is mainly for the men. What I'm about to say is directed towards the men who throw caution and their own safety to the wind when they have an erection. Be careful approaching men when you're looking for a cock to suck or to get fucked by. Because while I know that there's plenty of men who will take you up on the offer to get a blowjob, there are also plenty of men who might take offense to being approached by you and will be offended that a gay man or a bi-curious man is in their presence, approaching them in your time of need. And I promise you, your horniness is not more important than ending up in the ER or needing your teeth rearranged. Unfortunately, there are people in this world that if they find out that you're cruising for the gay experience, will take measures to harm you out of pure hatred and homophobia. So please be careful. There are a lot of safe spaces for LGBTQ in the kink community, and I would suggest finding local groups in your area. I know some areas of the U.S. are not as safe as others to come out. So again, err on the side of caution. Find local groups to indulge your kink and find safe spaces and safe people to play with. Because finding safe people to play with is just as important as the safe space that you play in. With that in mind, I would definitely suggest before you do anything that could possibly cause you harm, call us first. especially if you have a fantasy and you're thinking about making that fantasy a reality. We can discuss that before you embark on any wild adventures. Why would you want to call us first? Because many of us in the kink community and dominant women have experience in these spaces. And sometimes your fantasy works better as a role play over the phone than it does in terms of logistically acting something out. Especially if we're talking about the more risque fetishes. And there are a lot of things that we can talk about that are safer to discuss and role play than they are to actively do. So if you want to celebrate pride and you want to do it safely, call us and you can celebrate Pride Month with me. And if you celebrate with me, you will also be celebrating another year of Ebony Femdom Phone Sex, my birthday. My birthday is June 29th, and I'm claiming the entire month, possibly part of next month, to party. You know, Cancer season, the moon child zodiac sign. I believe there's a special raffle going around for our valued LDW customers if you want some free phone sex. Apparently, if you do a 60-minute phone sex session or longer, you can possibly win a free call if the odds are in your favor. If you would like to spend a little time with me, you can do that by dialing 1-800-601-6975 and asking for Duchess Willow. And if you ask nicely, I'll let you kiss my feet. Since phone sex foot fetish is our sight of the month for June, I hope you've enjoyed this informational podcast. Stay safe, stay blessed, and happy Pride.